try today to start. We finished last week the Kapitlech of Kabbalah Shabbos. Many Yisraelites, before we go to the Chodedi, we say Ona Bachayach. Ona Bachayach, the Tvila was Nesakin from Luchunya Ben Akono. We know that it's Molei Shemus, Dvarim that are Lamaila Masogaseinu. But it's Kedai for a minute just to realize why we say this capital here and to give us a Shtikal Asaga, what Shabbos is all about and what happens when we say this capital, this Tvila. The truth of the matter is, we have said many times in different kinds of Shurim, that the more important the Tefillah is, the more the Yetzirah took away from us the ability to say it. And if one realizes that the Ona B'Chayach that's said between Mizmor LaDavid and L'Chodedi usually is said it's a half heart, because he just finished being Mekabel Shabbos with Mizmor LaDavid and the Batzvah L'Hal Shem Ba'anigin, it gets lost. Let us see what happens over here. The beginning of Parsha Shmos, it says, Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael. The Heilige Gemara B'Shamash brings in the beginning of Parsha Shmos what the Shemem Beis is. Because the word Ve'ele is B'Gematria Mem Beis, and it's Meramis on the Shemem Beis. And he teaches us what it is. Every time a person has an Aliyah from a lower Madrega to a higher Madrega, the Mekatrigim have a Koyach to bother him. You're going up, you're going above yourself, you're taking a step above. Every step that you take to a higher Madrega, the Mekatrigim have an ability to chepe you. They could take part of your Aliyah and use it for themselves. They could be Mekatrig on you. There is a problem every Aliyah. The Zohar HaKadosh teaches us that the Koyach to be Megan for this Aliyah, that you should be able to do it and you should be covered from the eyes of the Mekatrigim, is the Shemen Beis. There are things that we don't have to know why, and we don't have to know when. It's enough for us to know Azoishtet and Zohar HaKadosh. If so, if this Shem is a Megan for us from going up, we will see that every time in davening that we are about to take a step up, we say Ona B'Chayach. In the beginning of davening, if the Kabbonis, we say Ona B'Chayach. The same is true by Kabbalah Shabbos. By Kabbalah Shabbos, we have a Neridika Aliyah, and in this Aliyah, we need a protection and a Hagona from the Chitzenim, and that is the reason why we say Ona B'Chayach. That is the reason why we say this Shem, these Shemes, and this Tvil of Ramachunya Ben Hagona to protect us in this Aliyah. So we realize that the Nekuda of the Ona B'Chayach is Nishtamet to say an Amira Ba'alma. It's there to give us the ability to be able to take Shabbos and to take Shabbos right. Meaning, in other words, every time when we go from a lower Madrega to a higher Madrega, we need a certain kind of Shemira. But I think we can go and talk a little bit more Remes. There's a Sefer Kedushas Aaron from Aaron Mitzadiger. He brings a word from his grandfather, the Mizritcha Magid, a Neuridike word. What is the Gula going to come from? What is the Nekuda that the Gula is going to come from? In Yoshe B'Seisar it says the Pasik, Kivi Choshak Va'alpalteyu. And now you're the Kigilu from the Magid. Kivi Choshak. If we will have Cheshek, we will have Chuka. Choshak is the Nekuda of complete Chuka, complete Cheshek to the remaining Shalom. With that, Va'alpalteyu, the Eivishtu will take us out of Golas. The Eivishtu will take us out of Golas. The Golas will come from Chuka. That gives us a lot of hope, because if we need Schusim to go out of Golis, then we have trouble. But if we realize that suddenly we will have Chuka, Chuka could come from the lowest of Madregas, but if you realize Kivi Chashak, that you have Cheshek to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that Cheshek will give us the ability of Afalteyu. That will give us the ability of getting and being going out of Golis. Svarim HaKadoshim tell us that the key V is Begematria, the key V is Begematria Membeis, because we need a lot of Shmira that the Chuka shouldn't fakrich. Chuka is something that needs a lot of Shmira, because Chuka could go very easily to other tshukos. So that's why it says kivi choshak vafalteyum, that's the shmira for the aliyah. The shmira for the aliyah is that shmira. That's why it says the Hashem membeis in kivi, in the word kivi. We realize that when it comes to Shabbos Kedish, as we are going to learn in a minute, the way to be mekabel Shabbos, how are we going to be mekabel Shabbos? A person comes from Sheishes Yimei HaMaisa. What is the way he's mekabel Shabbos? The way a person is mekabel Shabbos is with Cheshik and Tshuka. A person comes to Shabbos, the nekuda of our way to be afalteyu, to have a geula from the Yimei HaMaisa. The Heilige Baal Shem was megala us that just like there's a geula klolius, there's a geula propius. Karva el nafshi ga'ala. In Kapitel Samach Tes in Tillim, it says, Karva el nafshi ga'ala. Be mekarv to my nefesh ga'ala. What does that mean? That means the geula protis of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Your own geula, the geula protis of a yid, karva el nafshi ga'ala. Then there'll be geula klolius. First has to be the geula protis of every yid. Every Shabbos a yid is zeicha to karva el nafshi ga'ala. He comes close to his own nefesh, to the geulas ha-nefesh. A whole week the nefesh is in tvisa. It comes Shabbos, the nefesh goes out of tvisa. I think we said once, derech remez, that the reason why we say hoidu erev Shabbos, because yoytze mibeis ha-surim says hoidu. And where yoytze mibeis ha-surim, every Friday you go out of the beis ha-surim of the 6 days of galus, and you go into geula, that's the hoidu that you say. So we realize that Shabbos, where do we get the geula from? How do we get out of galus? Kivi choshak. With that kivi choshak, that's how we get out of galus. With the cheshik and the tshuka, we get out of galus. If we understand that, we also understand the ana b'chayach. Because cheshik needs a very big protection. You come into Shabbos with murdik a cheshik. You have to protect that cheshik, that the cheshik shouldn't fakrich. The cheshik shouldn't go in the wrong place. That's the protection of ana b'chayach. That the person's aliyah should be not in the hands of the chitzenim. The person's aliyah should be his own aliyah, and he should be able to elevate himself to the kedusha of Shabbos. If so, we will today try to talk about three words. We will leave for next week. We're going to go to Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. What does the word Pnei Shabbos Nekabla mean? I think that without Yiddish words, I can't explain it. Pnei Shabbos means a Shabbos tik upon him. What does it mean, a Shabbos tik upon him? What does it mean, I'm going to get a Shabbos tik upon him? Pnei Shabbos nekavla. I think that there's a Pshtikol Chadusharim that's going to give us a Merdik Pesach to understand Pnei Shabbos nekavla. The end of Parshas Kisisa talks about the Karnei Hoid of Moshe Rabbeinu. It talks about Kikoran Urponov. Moshe Rabbeinu's ponim had a merdiki keren ur. He had to put on a masveh. He had a merdiki keren ur. Parshas vayakel smichas haparshis vayakel Moshe. What is the smichas haparshis of the two parshis? You know the smichas haparshis already in the Balaturim talks already about the smichas haparshis. What is the smichas haparshis? Because Chazal tell us one of the things that the Eibishter gave a person on Shabbos is a nedoyme marponim shel adam b'Shabbos lechil, a medrash in Parshas Bereishis. The marponim, the shine on the face of a person on Shabbos, is different than the shine of a person in the weekdays. We know even that the Be'maram Chaim and others had a nekuda of you were able to see a chitzonis tikishini on Shabbos. But marponim, there's a shini in Marponim. Where does that Marponim come from on Shabbos? And the Karnei Hoid that Moshe gives back on Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu got Karnei Hoid. From where did he get Karnei Hoid? From our Ksarim. From those Ksarim of Matan Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu took those Ksarim. So he got Karnei Hoid. So Shabbos Kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu gives back Karnei Hoid to every Yid. So every Yid comes Koran Urponov. Every Yid on Shabbos as a Kninas Erponim. That's on Shabbos the Koran Erponim. So you know what happens when it comes Shabbos? Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. We're going to be Mekabla now the Ponim of Shabbos, that Mer Ponim of Shabbos. That Shabbos the Koponim of Ein Adoyim Erponim. That we're getting now. That's what we're saying now. L'chodoydin Kratkala, Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. What does that have to cause? What does that have to cause? What happened by Moshe Rabbeinu when he had Koran Erponim? Said in the third of the year, they were afraid to come close to him. It threw a pachat. that merponim through a pachat. You know what the Chidushirim says, that that has to be goyim by us? You know what has to be goyim by us? It has to be goyim by us, a busha and an ema on us alone. Where is the Yishalmi taking the mai that I'm a oritz emas Shabbos all of? Where does that emas Shabbos come from? From that Karan Arpanov, which brings by Yerumi Geshes Eilov, Dr. Chidushirim and Seifas Chosim Pashas Vayakel. That's where you get your ema and your pachat. Because you got Kanei Er, so that Kanei Heid throws on you a pachat. So we learn on Er the Kezach, that what this Pnei Shabbos in the Kabbalah do to us? It brings us to Ema, to Yira, to Anova, to Busha. That's what it has to bring. So you know the truth of what this Pnei Shabbos I could touch in two other words. A Mishnah Peke Oves, Boishes Ponim Legan Eden. Shabbos we get a boishes ponim. Where's the mikir at kunezer? Bereshis, yore Shabbos, yore boishes. Shabbos is boishes. Shabbos is oichi is boishes. That's the ponim that we get, the boishes ponim legan eden. The nerdic adargo, boishes ponim. That's what we get on Shabbos. That's the pnei Shabbos nekabla. In other words, I would touch pnei Shabbos, pnei boishes nekabla. We get a boishes ponim Shabbos. A nerdic yere Shabbos. That is why Pnei Shabbos and the Kabbalah with the Koilel is Begematria Shiflas Ruach. But that's the Shiflas Ruach that Yid gets on Shabbos. He has a Shaykhus to Moshe Rabbeinu. Maybe we could say the word a lot sharper. If the Chidushirim tells us that our Karnei Hoyd, our Mer upon him comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to have a Negiyah to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to have a Kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't get from Moshe Rabbeinu if you're not Moshe, have a Kesher. What's our Kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu? One Kesher we could have, the Midah of Shiflus. So if we have Shiflus Ruach, then Pnei Shabbos Nekabla. Then we can be Mekabla the Pnei Shabbos. With the Shiflus Ruach, we can Mekabla the Pnei Shabbos. That is the Avodah of Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, the simple, easiest way to understand what it means, Pnei Shabbos. I will go through Kama pieces of Shem Shmuel. Each one will teach us more to understand what Pnei Shabbos Nekabla means. We will learn piece by piece because I think that it's going to open up our eyes to a completely different Hagosha in Shabbos. One Nekuda, we will start with a piece in Parshas Vayigash. We know that when Yosef HaTzadik was Megala himself to the brothers, it says in the Torah Akadosh Shavala Yochlu Echo V'lana Soysoi Ki Nivalu Miponov. The Shem Shmuel in Parshas Vayigash Tofresh Ayin Beis Omed Resh Ayin Gimel says, why does it say Kinivalu Miponov and not Kinivalu Mimenu? It should say Kinivalu Mimenu. Why Nivalu Miponov? You know what? Moshe Rabbeinu, Yosef HaTzadik had a nerdic koyach. Yosef HaTzadik had a koyach to hide himself. He was able to hide himself. He was able to hide his ponim. He was able to hide his kedusha. They came in every time to Yosef HaTzadik. They didn't see who Yosef HaTzadik was. Why? Because Yosef HaTzadik had the koyach of being able to be master himself, to be able to hide himself. He shouldn't be able to see who he is. Now Yosef HaTzadik took off that mask and uncovered himself. So kinivalu miponov, Dr. Shem Shmuel, a nerdike taich. From that shufra the other merishain, he had a nerdike shufra, shufra the Yaakov man, shufra the other merishain, and he had zivi kunen of Yaakov Avinu. So if so, we had me'en shufra the other merishain. Could you imagine that nerdike er that came from that ponim? So ki nivalu now mi ponov, daika from that ponim they were nivalu. They saw that nerdike er that came out of that ponim. That was a nivalu miponov. That was a merdik nivala. They weren't able to understand that. A minute ago they didn't see it. A minute ago he looked like who knows what. And now suddenly the kedusha is half of a fella, like a malach Hashem, a merdik ezach. So they realized what kind of mistake they made. So they weren't able to pick up their eyes. Nivalu miponov. They see, oh, this person, they were choshirim, whatever. They weren't able to decant this kedusha. And suddenly it was nisparit, the Kedusha plot, and shone out that Kedusha, it put them into a meredik ishak. Endik the Shem Shmuel with five words, Ubeze yesh lefarish pnei Shabbos nekablo vahovein. You know what it means? I think he says, a meredik avert, he says, a whole week, the Kedusha that's within the Yid is hidden. Let's explain it based on a piece of Sasemis. Hashem is touch is what is touch neshama yisera. What does neshama yisera mean? What does it mean yisera? So it's Hashem is yisera on the guf. A whole week the guf hides the neshama. Shabbos the neshama is at the upper hand. The neshama comes out. So every Shabbos when it comes Shabbos, kumta reis vulutzring anerdika er. And that has to be goyim the nivelu miponov. It has to be goyim anerdika bahala. A whole week I didn't realize who I am. Suddenly comes Shabbos, I realize who I am, I realize what I am, I realize how much Kiddush I have. That's the Pnei Shabbos Nekabla, and that has to be Goyrim Anivalu Miponov. It has to be Goyrim Anivalu Miponov. If so, I'm going to say a Witzefshe, of a Sevait von Avitz. Was it the Zingim Alachodaydi punkt? Was it the Zingim Alachodaydi? Chalazong, the Oymekam Menig is, because if you wouldn't zing, everybody was Chalash. From the Pnei Shabbos and the Kabbalah. The Zingin HaChadoidi was originally made to wake up the person and to bring the person from that shock of Leinoch Le'ochel Ech of Lama, so it's like he never knew me upon off. He needed a pick me up, he needed something to bring him back. That's where it came from. I'm not that so rochek that it's true, that's not even true. Sedadem on the Kuddish al Emes. That in that way the Shem Shmuel teaches us what Pnei Shabbos and the Kabbalah means, we realize that Nakuda. That is Nakuda Aleph. Nakuda Beit. Nakuda Beit, a new unique piece of Shem Shmuel, which I think is right to teach us over here. Which brings us to a new Nakuda. There's a Nakuda of Emuna. There's a Nakuda of Emuna of believing that you're getting a new Panim in Shabbos. There's a Nakuda that a person sometimes doesn't feel it. There's a Nakuda that not always does a person have the ability to be margished at Pnei Shabbos. So let us see Psukim. It says in the Torah Gedoshah, Va'omar haloi ke'ala al ki'ein elekai bekirbi matzu'uni aroi sara eile v'noichi haste aste poni v'hem v'yoyim ahu al kol aroa sha'osa. The Kasha is an open question. Klai Yisrael v'mizvada al ki'ein elekai bekirbi, and the Eishter says, no, v'noichi haste aste poni. Why do they deserve an oich after Astaponai? They were mitzvada, ke'ena l'kai b'kebi, mitzvuni eroes ha'ena. That's a famous question. There's a lot of truth in this question. Zog the Shem Shmuel, and I have to read the Lashon of the Shem Shmuel because it's negeya every single yid. And I'll try to translate it clearly. If a person thinks, shu mushlech meis pnei Hashem l'gamri, for the som libay shezeh atzmei hu elikus, if a person has a matzav that is thrown into the dumps, he feels he's in the dumps in Yiddishkeit, he feels that he's thrown away, and he doesn't realize that thrown away is also the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's also the Ribbono Shel Olam. He doesn't realize that it's also the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's worse than everything. Because that's the biggest problem, that he doesn't realize that the Hester is also Hashgach of the Eibishter. So when you say Al Ke'ena L'Kai B'Kirbi, you're saying that you're in a bad massive is not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mida Keneged Mida is that if you say it's not from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you lose your connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Eibishter puts you into a Hester Ponim of Anoichi Haster Asteponai. Half of a fella. That's Mida Keneged Mida. Because you don't realize that the Hester is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, so you bring upon yourself a Hester b'toich Hester. That alone brings a Neuridika Hester. That's the Hester that you bring to a greater degree of Hester. That's v'noich Hester asteponai, and you chaser shalom. That means that a person needs a lot of chizuk and a matzav of Hester. And needs another chizuk and a matzav of Hester. It's a new Pesach to realize what the chizuk a person needs when he goes through a hard matzav. The chizuk a person needs of the Shem Shmuel is that he should realize that the hard matzav is from the Eibishter. Why? Because if he doesn't, then the Hester just gets darker and darker and darker. The Hester gets darker and darker. Maybe that's the oimik in a verse from Heiligen Kotzke Rebbe. Kol choshech lo yachshech mimeka. So the Kotzke Rebbe, kol choshech, all darkness lo yachshech will not darken mimeka when you know it's from me. So poshet, maybe the Kotzke Rebbe means it'll become light. It could mean this.
Kol choshech lo yachshech. It won't get darker if you realize it's Mimekah. Because if you don't realize it's Mimekah, the choshech will be yachshech. It'll get a darker choshech. So if you want that, the choshech shouldn't be yachshech. The choshech shouldn't become a darker choshech. And you want that the hester shouldn't become a darker hester, you have to realize the Mimekah. You have to realize that it comes from me. When does a person realize that? A whole week, emunah is from the hardest things. What strengthens our emunah? When is the time a person realizes that the whole hester of the whole week was all the Ribbono Shel Olam? In the middle of the week, it's hard for him to get that ability to have that heker that's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's called the Heilige Shabbos. Suddenly a person realizes that it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He realizes that all the problems that went through the week, the Eibishter didn't leave me, the Eibishter was with me in all those problems. The Eibishter didn't throw me away, the Eibishter is with me, the Eibishter was with me, the Eibishter is together with me. I realized, Vani Kirvas Elikim. I realized that Elikim is Vani Kirvas, that the Sefer Nishmas Tzvi from the time of the Baal Shem HaKadosh says, Ani Kirvas Elikim, Midas Adin Li Tov, it's me good. When does a person realize that? Kirvas, when it's Gematria Shabbos. When I realize it's Shabbos, I realize that Elikim is Kirvas. A whole week I can realize Elikim is Kirvas. What do we get as a schar for that? That's the ponim goes away. So that's why Pnei Shabbos Nekavla. Now I can have no more Hester ponim. How do I take away the Hester ponim? How do I take away that Hester that there is that I can't have see the ponim, Kavayochel? Because it's an Oichei Haster, Haster Ponai. Shabbos, from the Emunah in Shabbos. From that koyach that Shabbos gives us emunah, and that the koyach that Shabbos gives us the ability to realize as a dori beinishlam on the belt, that gives us the koyach to be able to be mekabled upon him and to take away the hester upon him. Let's go a step further to another piece of Shem Shmuel, and this piece of Shem Shmuel is a very good connection to what we just spoke in the pasuk in next week's parasha. Boyel parei ki ani echbadati es libei. The Pnei Shem Shmuel brings a word. The Pnei Shem Shmuel brings a word in the name of his father, Zechariah Nevelacha, the Heilige Avner Nezer, a Neuridike word. We'll try to explain it and try to get the pnimius of the word. He says the following. Comes to the Parai, Boy El Parai, Kani Echbalati Libai. What does it mean, Kani Echbalati Libai? What is he telling a person? He's telling Moshe Rabbeinu the following. He's telling Moshe Rabbeinu there's a Hester upon him. Who made this Hester upon him? I made this Hester upon him. Where is this Hester upon him going to go away from? Moshe Rabbeinu, his Eibishter says, Boy El Parai, come to Parai. Moshe Rabbeinu's upon him, when he came to Parai, weakened Parai's Echbalati Libai, weakened his Echbalas Aleiv, weakened his Hester upon him, and that's why Parai became rotten to do good for Klal Yisrael. Neiru the kavert, tachat von avert. Moshe Rabbeinu had ashpo on Parai. The kedusha of Moshe Rabbeinu had an ashpo on the achvoda slave of Parai. That achvoda slave went away. Pele the kizach. So boy of Parai, what are you afraid? There's achvoda slave. Ani achvoda tislibay, and I'm telling you that when you'll be megalis of the kedusha, that achvoda slave is going to go away. Zog the Shem Shmuel, the ikir is what I want to say is legabe what we have. A person has a whole week, achvoda slave. The slave becomes a slave even. The slave becomes a oitam in kisui. The slave is hard to open up. The slave. The slave is closed the whole week. It's come Shabbos. Shabbos is the pchina of Moshe Rabbeinu, like we spoke before. So the pnei of Shabbos is like the pnei of Moshe. So that ur of Shabbos that comes, that ur of Shabbos opens up by us the whole Lechvada Salev. Pnei Shabbos Nekavla. With that comes the pnei of Shabbos comes to me. That's like the pnei of Moshe Rabbeinu. That opens up my Lechvada Salev. And that's how I have a koyach to be able to be mekabel the Ur of Shabbos without Achbada Salev. Half of a fellow, the Kenekuda, what happens when it comes Shabbos? It's as Zaz Galus, like when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Parai and took away Parai's Achbada Salev. For us, it's a Meredik, a Meredik, a Chizuk. Sometimes the person thinks that he's holding already dear by that Achbada Salev. No, even Paro Moshe Rabbeinu's ponim was able to be mashpianim. So for us, Shabbos, which is the b'china of Moshe, Shabbos, which is a non-nerdic kedusha, that today Shabbos nekabala had yecholus to take away the whole kachbodes aleibavos, the whole pnimius that we had can't feel, and we suddenly we were able to feel that pnimius. He says, with this, you can understand what you say later in the Chodoidi, even though we'll speak about it later in different ways, but just to connect the whole piece. This piece is in Boi, Toferesh Ayin Zayin. We say later, Snari may offer kumi. Which is Snari may offer? Offer is the kissing on the lave that we have a whole week. The offer is what covers the heart all week. That oitim in kissing. Now that we said Tnei Shabbos Ne Kabbalah, now it's Snari may offer kumi. You can take off that offer. You can open up the oitim in kissing over the lave. That's Uri, Uri, Shirda, baby. Now it's Yisoyri, Yisoyri. Now you can be Ma'oyri yourself. Why? Because you can open up the Pnimius Alev. You can open up the Pnimius that you have. Thus is the Nekuda from Tnei Shabbos and the Kabbalah. Thus is the Nekuda from opening up the Tnei of Shabbos. That's why in Parshas Yisrael, the Shem Shmuel teaches us that Tnei Shabbos means the Pnimius of Shabbos and the Kabbalah, not the Chitzenius of Shabbos. Shabbos has a Chitzenius, and Shabbos has a pnimius. There's a word which my father, the Chen Avrocha, used to say over, a slonim word, a tire word with a maise. The Rebbe of Shmelka was once at home. The Rebbe of Shmelka was once at home, and his Rebbetzin wasn't home. And the Oni came and wanted tzedakah, and he didn't find anything. So he went to look, and he found the Stern Tichel from the Rebbetzin. Stern Tichel, the Tichel was hot and sich, has stones in it, a tire, and he gave it to the Oni. And the Rebbetzin came home, she saw it's missing. She told him, you know what he gave? So he ran after the Oni. The Talmidim didn't understand. He ran after the Oni, he found the Oni, he told the Oni, you should know, don't sell it for cheap. Don't sell it for cheap. It's worth a lot of money. But the Heilige Divrei Shmuel said this as a moshel, a noyadika moshel, takoif nish de Shabbos vashniku kugel. That's not what Shabbos is all about. The Shabbos is a sach tifa vidam. Don't sell the Shabbos. That's the Eibish that said, Matana toivi yeshli veiz genozai, leich vaydiyom. Go tell them what the Shabbos is. Don't sell the Shabbos away for nothing. Realize what Shabbos is. Ayiv comes to Shabbos, is pnei Shabbos nekabla. He's able to be mekabal the pnimius of Shabbos, not only the chitzenius of Shabbos. He's able to be mekabal the whole pnimius of Shabbos. If so, we will say a word in Remez, but a word that's very important that we should know to what degree the Kedusha of Shabbos is. The Rizal is Megala to us that on every Shabbos there are seven Shemes. It's based on a Zera Kodesh, it's not the Rizal, it's based on Dvarim Nifloim. There are seven Shemes that are in Megala every Shabbos. They are called the Zion Margolin the Kedusha. Zion Margolin they're called. These seven Shemes add up to 849. The seven Shemes add up to 849, thus the Zion Margolin. Just to realize where it says a remez on these Shemes, it says in Svarim, Shabbos Hayoim Lashem. The Torah HaKadosh says, Chlu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, Shabbos Hayoim Lashem adds up to 849, the Mispar of the Zion Margolin. The Sadoir de Kezach, it teaches us Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem, it teaches us the Kedusha of Shabbos, what the Kedusha of Shabbos is. Ki Shabbos Hayoim Lashem is 849. Tnei Shabbos, we just said the Pnimius of Shabbos. We have no idea the Pnimius of Shabbos. We have no idea till where we go Shabbos. But the Pnimius of Shabbos is very, very great. Very, very, very Moiridik and Madregis of Shabbos, the Tnei Shabbos Nekabla. Just for a Remez Ba'alma, that a person should be able to remind himself every Friday night what he's going to get on Shabbos and how connected he gets to the Ribbono Shel Olam on Shabbos. He should remember that Pnei Shabbos with the six letters in the word of the Gematria 849, that's what he's getting in Shabbos. The Pnimius to keep Shchibur to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now there to keep Shchibur to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's Nizgala, seven Shemais, and these seven Shemais, you connect yourself on Shabbos, whether you realize it or not. A person's Pnimius has a Merdek Yechias on Shabbos. And when do we start feeling that Pnimius on Shabbos? There, the Chodoidi that the Eibishter gave us, a Matana, in the time when this Matana was in Skabal, Everybody could ask questions, what happened until Shlomo Malkavitz made Lechadoidi? What was till then? That's a silly question, because the Eibishter feared the Welt, and the Eibishter knows when Deiris become Shvacha, they need new Eirisen. Whatever Lechadoidi was, the Deiris before were able to accept the Shabbos and realize the Shabbos without the words. Today you need words to remind us and to pick us up and to remind us. Sometimes these words don't even help today. But our kapponim, we hope that they will help, because this akoyach that the Eibishter left us, that the way we makabel Shabbos, and we realize that we are able to feel the pnei of Shabbos, the pnimius of Shabbos, and that's the ikar of Shabbos, to feel that pnimius, that negala kala Shabbos, nekabla, we should be makabelit. I just want to end with one word, with that we will end for today. L'chadoidi l'kras kala, pnei Shabbos l'kabla. Who's the doidi? Who's the kala? What is going on over here? Who is who? Who is who? Who's l'cha doidi l'kras kala? Who's the kala? Who's the doidi? There are a lot of pshatim. The pshat that I want to say today is one of the pshatim in Svarim. The kala is Knesset Yisrael. Doidi is the Shechina HaGedosha. L'cha doidi l'kras kala. Kav yachol v'magdim the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We went out first. L'cha doidi l'kras kala, because the kala is there. The kala is already here. And that's why we're Zoicha to Bnei Shabbos Nekabla. The more a person is Magdim, that he is the one who goes out to be Mekabel Shabbos. He doesn't wait for the Shabbos to come to be Mekabel Shabbos. He's Magdim. L'cha doidi already, l'kras kala. The kala is here already. We're telling the doidi to come, connect the kala. Because Knesset Yisrael is there already. With that, we're Zoicha to that Neuridik of Bnei Shabbos Nekabla. For that, the Eibishter gives us the ability to be mekabel the pnimius of Shabbos. The more a person is magdim kaviyachol to the doidi, and is able to say l'chadoidi l'kiras kala, with that he's zeicha to be mekabel the pnimius of Shabbos.